The U.S. Surgeon General says separate smoking rooms and/or ventilation systems don't protect non-smokers. In a report, Richard Carmona recommends the country eliminate all indoor smoking. The head of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association says that may happen in the future, but Executive Director Ed Lump says anti-smoking rules should be voluntary.
I think ultimately we're going to get to a point where there won't be a smoking anywhere, but we think that there needs to be some reason here. You can't just go cold turkey and expect people to embrace the regulation. We think the restaurant owners know what's right for their customers and can make these decisions very well without the government.
The Surgeon General's report says conventional air cleaning systems only remove large particles. It says they do not eliminate smaller particles or harmful gases found in secondhand smoke. This conclusion is backed up by the American Society of Heating and Air Conditioning Engineers, which says current ventilation technology cannot be relied on to control all health risks from passive smoke. Dr. Michael Fiore is with the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. He says the report may prompt more communities to go smoke-free.
It really cuts the legs off of the tobacco industry smokescreen that says it's fine to have designated smoking and non-smoking parts of bars or restaurants or work sites.
27 Wisconsin communities have rules against smoking. More are considering them. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.